It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to talk this morning about what happens when you put off paying the bills. The federal budget deficit is running well above last year's record levels. A jobs bill can make that deficit even bigger. If you wonder about the real-world consequences of all that borrowing, consider this. In a moment, we will visit two Caribbean nations, one that ran up a lot of debt and one that did not. It had a big effect on the lives of a lot of kids. We begin in this country with David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I have to point out that so far the world has not ended with all this immense borrowing by the federal government. Why worry?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it is important to recognize, A, the deficit is very large, even by our deficit-happy standards. So far this year, 5 months into the fiscal year, the Congressional Budget Office says the government of the United States has run a deficit that's bigger than 2007 and 2008 combined. But all this government borrowing, as you point out, is coming at a time of a very weak economy. It's offsetting private borrowing. It's not crowding it out, as the economists like to say. And the government is able to borrow hundreds of billions of dollars, much of it from abroad, without pushing up interest rates. So there is no reason to worry right now. It's the future that's a bit troubling.
Well, how long can this go on?
No one really knows. The only thing one can say for sure is it can't go on forever. The problem is the government has committed to pay benefits that exceed the amount of money that the current tax code that will bring in even when the economy gets healthy. And that means that at some point we'll have to tighten our belts, or we will find that foreigners are unwilling to lend us so much money, interest rates will go up, we'll have to pay more of our federal budget in interest payments on past debts, we'll have higher borrowing costs for businesses, homeowners, and we'll have a lower standard of living. The question is, what will make that happen before it gets to a really painful point?
I'm glad you say the government is committed to pay benefits, because that reminds us here that we're not just talking about some random bridge project that may be dumb, but it's a one-time expense. This is ongoing Social Security, Medicare, other health care benefits, other programs that affect millions of people and their long-term permanent commitments.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Well, is anybody likely to change that?
Well, you know, we've had deficits in the past and warnings about deficits and Wall Street Journal reporters talking to NPR hosts about how we have to do something. And each time in the past, Congress has managed to muddle through. There's been a budget summit with the president, a deficit reduction bill.
Mostly because of the Wall Street Journal reporters talking to the NPR host. That's been the major driver there.
Maybe that'll happen again. Maybe there'll be some political miracle. Maybe we'll see the rise of another charismatic figure like Ross Perot, who ran for president and got everybody all agitated about the deficit, and the Democrats and the Republicans responded. But I think the thing that's beginning to be troubling is to kind of look at California and remind ourselves that Californians often gets there before the rest of the country. California is large, rich, vibrant. It's bigger than almost any other country in the world if it were freestanding. It doesn't actually have that much debt compared to other states in the United States, given its size. But it is facing a dysfunctional political system, well-financed referenda, supermajorities in the legislature, all sorts of partisan bickering, that makes it a candidate for a state that may not be able to pay its debts. There's even talk of a constitutional convention to fix the system. And so what's beginning to worry people is that the healthcare debate is a symptom of what you might call the Californization of American politics, the inability to deal with something that everybody's agree is a problem, but they can't find a solution.
Very briefly, what if the country does not deal with this growing problem?
Well, either we get a slow crisis or a quick crisis. A quick crisis means we have a crash in the markets and they have to do something rapidly, perhaps cut spending, raise taxes at a time of a weak economy. But it might be even worse if this thing goes on and on and on, and we find ourselves someday in a crisis that requires the government to respond, but the government has borrowed so much money, it just can't do it this time.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.